Hey everyone, welcome back to BrightLearn.ai. You know, we've got something really eye-opening to talk about today. We're diving into this new book called Pinkwashed, How Breast Cancer Awareness Became a Billion-Dollar Scam, Exposing the Lies, Conflicts, and Corporate Greed Behind the Ribbon. And wow, does it ever pull back the curtain on some shocking stuff. This isn't just about pink ribbons. It's about how an entire industry has been built on fear, deception, and profit while actually making women sicker.
Oh man, I've been seeing those pink ribbons everywhere for years, on yogurt containers, football jerseys, even fried chicken buckets. I had no idea there was this whole other side to it. It's like they've turned breast cancer into a brand.
Right? So here's the thing. The book reveals that Breast Cancer Awareness Month, or BCAM, wasn't some grassroots movement that started organically. It was actually created in 1985 by Imperial Chemical Industries, ICI, a British company that, get this, was one of the world's largest producers of carcinogenic chemicals. We're talking pesticides, industrial solvents, and petrochemicals, stuff that's directly linked to cancer. And this is the company that launched the Breast Cancer Awareness Campaign.
Wait, what? That's insane. So the company that was making cancer-causing chemicals started the Breast Cancer Awareness Campaign? That's like if a tobacco company started Lung Health Awareness Month.
Exactly. And you know what's even crazier? ICI later became AstraZeneca, which makes tamoxifen, a breast cancer drug that's actually classified as a human carcinogen by the World Health Organization. So they're not just profiting from the chemicals that cause cancer. They're also profiting from the drugs that treat it. It's a closed loop of profit, and women's health is the last thing on their minds.
Oh my gosh, that's like the fox guarding the hen house. How is this even legal? I mean, shouldn't there be laws against this kind of conflict of interest?
You'd think, right? But here's how they get away with it. They frame it all as awareness. They're not technically lying. They're just omitting the fact that their awareness campaign is really a marketing strategy. And it's not just ICI or AstraZeneca. The book lays out how Big Pharma, Big Chem, and even Big Food are all in on this. They make money from both ends, creating the problem and then selling the solution.
That's actually evil. I mean, how many women have been affected by this? Millions, probably. And it's not just about the money. It's about the lives that have been ruined. Women who trusted these campaigns, who followed the advice, who got sicker because of it.
Millions is right. And here's another wild part. The book talks about how mammograms, which are pushed so hard during BCAM, actually expose women to radiation that can cause cancer. There's this study from the Journal of the National Cancer Institute that found for every 15 cases of breast cancer identified by mammography in women under 50, 75 additional cases may be caused by the radiation exposure. That's a 5-to-1 ratio of harm to benefit.
Really? I always thought mammograms were just, you know, the responsible thing to do. I mean, that's what doctors tell us, right? Get your annual mammogram, it saves lives.
Yeah, most people do. But the truth is, mammograms are big business. The radiation doses add up over time, and the false positives lead to unnecessary biopsies, surgeries, and even chemotherapy. And here's the kicker. The book points out that mammograms are terrible at detecting cancer in dense breast tissue, which is common in younger women. So they're pushing this one-size-fits-all solution that doesn't even work for a huge portion of the population.
That's horrifying! So we're being told to get screened, but the screening itself might be giving us cancer? And it's not even effective? That's like being sold a faulty fire alarm that also starts fires.
Exactly. And it gets worse. The book reveals that the Susan G. Komen Foundation, which is one of the biggest names in breast cancer awareness, has all these corporate sponsors that are actually linked to cancer-causing products. We're talking about companies that profit from the very things that increase cancer risk.
Oh man, like who?
Well, for example, they've partnered with KFC for their Buckets for the Cure campaign, you know, fried chicken full of hormones, antibiotics, and carcinogenic compounds from the frying process being sold as a way to fight breast cancer. It's like saying, hey, smoke these cigarettes to support lung cancer research.
That's just, I don't even have words. It's like they're making a joke out of people suffering. And it's not just KFC, right? There have to be others.
Oh, there are. General Electric, for one, they've been a major Komen sponsor, but GE has a long history of environmental pollution. They dumped PCBs, a known carcinogen, into the Hudson River for decades. And then there's Bank of America, which funds fossil fuel projects linked to cancer-causing air pollution. So yeah, these companies are literally poisoning us and then turning around and acting like they care about finding a cure.
Wow. So these companies are causing cancer, then sponsoring awareness campaigns to make themselves look good, and still not actually funding real prevention or cures. It's like a giant shell game.
Bingo. And here's another kicker. The book talks about how only a tiny fraction of the money raised by these big breast cancer charities actually goes to research or helping patients. Most of it goes to marketing, salaries, and overhead. For example, in 2012, Susan G. Komen spent only 15% of its donations on actual grants for research and community health programs. The rest, 85%, went to educational campaigns, aka marketing, administrative costs, and even legal fees.
Are you serious? That's just... I'm speechless. So all those walks, all those pink ribbons, all those donations, most of that money isn't even going to help people. It's just lining the pockets of executives and PR firms.
Exactly. And you know what's really telling? The book points out that these organizations spend almost nothing on actual prevention. They're all about detection and treatment, not stopping cancer before it starts. Why? Because prevention doesn't make money. If they actually taught women how to avoid cancer, they'd be out of business.
That makes sense now that you say it. I mean, if they actually prevented cancer, they'd lose their funding, their relevance, their entire industry. It's like a fire department that secretly starts fires to justify its budget.
You got it. And that leads to another huge point. The book talks about how there are safer, more effective ways to detect breast cancer early, like thermography. It's a radiation-free imaging technique that can detect cancer years before a mammogram can, because it picks up on metabolic changes in the tissue, not just structural changes.
Thermography? I've never even heard of that. Why aren't we hearing about this?
Because, you guessed it, there's no money in it for the big corporations. Mammograms require expensive machines, trained technicians, and repeat visits. Thermography? It's non-invasive, no radiation, and can be done more frequently without risk. But you can't patent a thermography machine and make billions off it like you can with mammograms and chemotherapy. So it gets buried.
Of course, because you can't monetize a solution that actually works and is safe. That's the whole scam, isn't it? Keep people sick, keep them dependent, and keep the money flowing.
Absolutely. And the book goes deep into how natural treatments and prevention strategies are systematically ignored, even though there's plenty of science backing them up. Things like diet, detoxification, and even certain herbs and supplements have been shown to help prevent and even treat cancer. For example, there's curcumin, the active compound in turmeric. Studies show it can induce apoptosis, that's programmed cell death, in cancer cells without harming healthy cells. Then there's sulforaphane from broccoli sprouts, which has been shown to detoxify carcinogens and inhibit tumor growth.
That's actually really empowering, in a way. I mean, if there are natural ways to prevent cancer, that puts the power back in our hands, right? We don't have to wait for some corporation to find a cure. We can take action now.
Absolutely. And that's what's so infuriating about all this. The system is set up to make us feel powerless, like we have to rely on these big organizations and their toxic treatments. But the truth is, there are so many things we can do to take control of our own health. For example, iodine deficiency is linked to breast cancer, and studies show that seaweed consumption, which is high in natural iodine, is associated with lower breast cancer rates. Then there's vitamin D, which has been shown to reduce cancer risk by up to 77% in some studies. But you don't hear about this from the pink ribbon campaigns, do you?
No, because they're not selling iodine or sunlight. They're selling drugs and fear. It's like they want us to stay in the dark. And it's not just about the money, although that's a huge part of it. It's also about, I don't know, it feels like it's about control. Like they want us to be dependent on their system instead of being able to take care of ourselves.
You're exactly right. And that's why this book is so important. It's not just exposing the scam. It's showing us that we have options. We don't have to play by their rules. For example, there's loads of research on how diet alone can dramatically reduce cancer risk. Processed foods, sugars, and refined carbs feed cancer cells. But a whole food, plant-based diet rich in organic vegetables, berries, nuts, and seeds starves them. And things like flax seeds and green tea have been shown to slow tumor growth.
That's amazing. And it's not even complicated. It's just real food, the kind of stuff our grandparents ate. But we've been conditioned to think we need pills and procedures to stay healthy.
Right? And here's another thing. The book talks about how toxic our environment has become. We're surrounded by endocrine disruptors, chemicals and plastics, cosmetics, cleaning products, even receipts that mimic estrogen and fuel breast cancer growth. Things like bisphenol A, BPA, phthalates, and parabens are everywhere, and they're directly linked to cancer. But instead of warning women about these dangers, the Pink Ribbon campaigns partner with the companies that make these products.
That's just... I don't even know what to call it. It's like they're gaslighting us. Here, buy this toxic lotion, but also donate to our cancer fund.
And it's not just lotion. It's everything. The book even mentions how mercury fillings, those old silver dental amalgams, are another huge source of toxicity. Mercury is one of the most toxic substances on Earth, and it's been linked to breast cancer because it accumulates in tissue and disrupts cellular function. There's this study from the International Journal of Environmental Research and Public Health that found women with breast cancer had significantly higher mercury levels in their tissue than women without cancer.
Wait, mercury fillings? Like the ones a lot of us still have in our mouths? That's terrifying. I had no idea.
Most people don't. But here's the thing. There's been this massive cover-up by the dental industry. The American Dental Association, ADA, has insisted for decades that mercury fillings are safe, even though the FDA's own data shows that mercury vapor is released every time you chew, drink hot liquids, or brush your teeth. And where does that mercury go? Straight into your bloodstream, your organs, and, you guessed it, your breast tissue.
Oh my gosh. So we've been walking around with toxic time bombs in our mouths, and no one's telling us? That's criminal.
It is, and it's not just mercury. The book also talks about how root canals can harbor toxic bacteria that spread through the body and contribute to chronic disease, including cancer. There's this whole field of biological dentistry that focuses on safe removal of toxins and using non-toxic materials, but the ADA ignores it because, again, no profit in prevention.
This is a lot to take in, but it's also kind of liberating. Because if we know the real causes, we can do something about them. We don't have to be victims.
That's the exact right mindset. And here's the good news. There are so many natural, science-backed ways to detox and protect ourselves. For example, chlorella and cilantro can help bind and remove heavy metals like mercury from the body. Selenium, found in Brazil nuts, helps neutralize mercury toxicity. And glutathione, which your body produces naturally, is one of the most powerful detoxifiers out there. You can boost it with foods like asparagus, avocados, and whey protein.
That's actually really hopeful. I mean, if we can reduce our toxic load, eat clean, and support our bodies naturally, we're already way ahead of the game. And we're not funding this corrupt system while we're at it.
Exactly. And that's why education is so key. The more we know, the harder it is for them to keep pulling the wool over our eyes. For example, did you know that thermography is FDA approved? It's been around since the 1960s, and it's especially effective for women with dense breast tissue, which, by the way, is more common in younger women, the very group that mammograms fail the most.
That's a game changer. So why aren't doctors telling us about this?
Because the entire medical system is set up to push pharmaceutical solutions. Doctors get kickbacks from drug companies. Hospitals profit from expensive procedures, and insurance companies control what gets covered. Thermography doesn't fit their model because it's preventative, it's safe, and it's cheap. But here's the thing. We can demand it. We can seek out integrative doctors, functional medicine practitioners, and naturopaths who do offer these options.
That's actually really empowering. It's like we've been given this false choice, either submit to the system or do nothing. But there's a third option. Opt out entirely and take control of our own health.
Absolutely. And that's where real change happens. When we stop feeding the beast and start supporting alternatives, like thermography clinics, organic farmers, and holistic practitioners, we shift the power dynamic. And you know what? There's something else really cool I want to mention before we wrap up. Did you know you can create your own books on any topic, completely free and in just a few minutes at BrightLearn AI?
Really? That's amazing. So if someone wanted to make a book about, I don't know, natural cancer prevention strategies, or the truth about mammograms, or even how to detox from mercury, they could just go there and, what, type in what they want?
Exactly. You just tell it what topic you want, how you want it structured, and it generates a complete book for you. All the research, all the writing, done. And it's completely free to use. You could make a book on thermography versus mammograms, or the top 10 anti-cancer foods, or how to find a biological dentist. The possibilities are endless.
That's actually revolutionary. I mean, think about how much good information could get out there if more people knew about this. We could bypass the corporate-controlled narrative entirely and share real knowledge, stuff that actually helps people.
Right? And it's not just about cancer. You could make books about nutrition, about natural remedies, about how to grow your own organic food, about detoxing from EMFs, or avoiding endocrine disruptors. This is real power. The power to educate ourselves and each other without relying on the same system that's been lying to us.
Wow. So, looking at all this, I mean, the book we talked about today and this tool you're telling me about, it feels like we're at this really important moment. Like, we have the chance to take back control of our health and our information.
I think you're right, and that's why it's so important to question the narratives we're being fed and to seek out the truth, whether that's through books like Pinkwashed or by using tools like BrightLearn.ai to create and share knowledge that actually helps people. We don't have to wait for some corporation or government agency to approve the truth. We can find it ourselves and share it freely.
Yeah, and to support the kinds of organizations and researchers who are really working for us, not for some corporate bottom line, like the Independent Cancer Research Foundation, or holistic doctors who've been silenced for speaking out. There are good people doing real work. They just don't have billion-dollar marketing budgets.
Exactly. So let's keep asking questions, keep digging for the truth, and keep sharing what we learn. Because that's how real change happens. And remember, knowledge is power, but action is what turns that power into freedom.
Absolutely. Thanks so much for bringing this to light, Reese. And thank you all for listening. We'll catch you next time on BrightLearn.ai. Don't forget to check out BrightLearn.ai to create your own books on any topic you're passionate about. It's free, it's easy, and it's a total game changer. See you next time.